All right, can't wait. I've been waiting about a full 24 hours for this.
Real fun afternoons. The Scotty K Show on US 99.
All right, we're about to find out if we get to give free pizza to all of Chicagoland. I'm so excited to find out because the suspense has been going. So yesterday, just to recap, yesterday was the 105th anniversary of one of the best pizza places in Chicago, Vito and Nick's. And so they held a big party for everybody, but they also did this cool raffle prize where you could win, well, it was a pizza for a year, right?
Yeah, like a pizza a week for a year. Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So, and my buddy Rufio is here, and yesterday you went out to that anniversary party. So the goal was to try and see if we could win the free pizza for a year. If we won, I wanted to be able to give that pizza every week to a listener. We'll come bring pizza to people across Chicagoland.
Yeah.
I've been telling you over and over, like, don't tell me what happens. We're about to reveal to find out if we won the big raffle. So today we are finding out, Rufio.
Yes.
Did we win pizza for a year from Vito and Nick's?
I don't know.
What?
I did not stay till 8 o'clock.
Wait. Start over. Rufio.
What?
Did we win pizza for a year?
I don't know. I didn't stay till the drawing. I didn't stay till 8. I had to go home. I was out there all day. My wife called me. She's like, hey, the kids, you know, need to go to bed, need to take a bath. I got 2 kids. She's been with them all day yesterday, and I was just like, hey, all right, I got to go. So I left at 7 o'clock, and I went home.
I get the wife thing, right? Get that. You're a good dad. You always have been.
You've
always been a probably better husband than I ever was. Or am, I should say. If it was now. But the whole point was that you stayed till 8 to find out if we won, because you can't win if you're not present. So what'd you do with the raffle tickets?
I gave them to the people that were there.
But here's where my dilemma is. I have no problem with you doing what you got to do because your wife is great.
Yes.
Jess is incredible. I've known her for a long time. And I agree with you going and taking your kids and handling your family business.
Thank you.
I also was trying to do something for the listener. Like, I feel like we let the people that listen to the show every day down. But you just left. Why didn't you tell me that you were...
You told me not to say anything. You kept saying, don't say anything. We'll find out tomorrow. Don't say anything. We'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
You're finding out now that I don't know if we won or not.
So here's what I want to do. I want to think about this for a second. I do need a minute. So I'm going to play 2 songs here. I'm going to come back. And you can text 312-946-4995. Is that a legit reason? I know your wife needed you and with the kids, and I get that, and dad comes first, family comes first, but we were in the middle of something. Text 312-946-4995, and we'll come back and we'll figure out how this ends.
Okay.
All right. We've got to figure out a resolution. 312-946-4995. Text in, and we'll see what I come up with here. We'll do 2 songs away on US 99. I feel like we're in small claims court right now. And Chicago's the jury. It's Scotty. My buddy Rufio is here. If you missed it, what happened is, so yesterday he was out at Vito and Nick's, just a legendary pizza place for their 105th anniversary. And the goal was that you were there trying to buy all these raffle tickets to win pizza for a year. Mm-hmm. And then if we won that, we were going to give it out, a pizza for a week to a different listener. The whole idea was that you were there during the show for about, what, you were there 6 hours-ish?
Something like that. It was a long time.
And at 8 o'clock, you had to stay to collect your prize if you won.
Mm-hmm.
So the show doesn't go till 8 o'clock. I said, let's wait till tomorrow, and we'll find out if we won. And moments ago, we did a big whole climactic buildup to, did we win pizza for a year from Vito and Nick's to give out to people? And your answer was...
I don't know.
And it's because you left before that. And I will say, I can't argue with the reason you left. I want to. I can't. But you're a family guy. Your wife called, needed help with the kids. Mm-hmm. So you bounced. I get it. And I think that's probably a legit reason. So I turned to the text. And every text on here, Rufio, says, Rufio's a good dad. He's a good husband. He did
the right thing.
My wife would expect the same move. But there are a couple, like this one says, kick him right in the butt. If he knew he wasn't going to stay, then he should have never went. Yes, it's okay because it's Rufio. And we just wanted to hear him on the radio again. That I don't disagree with. And so I hate that answer, but I'm going to So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to, since Vito Nix is so Chicago, I'm not going to make you buy like everybody pizza for a year or anything like that. We're going to, I think we're going to do a Chicago move here, right? Very mobster move.
Oh, no.
You're going to owe me a favor.
Okay.
I'm going to call upon you for that favor at any random time.
Okay.
And when I do, you must answer the call.
All right.
For that favor.
You got to give me, anytime?
I'll check with your wife first.
Right.
Okay.
But if your wife duties, says, you know
if Jess says you have
kids.
To do it.
I can't just drop them and be like, hey, right. I got to go. Scotty needs me.
If Jess says you have to do it, you have to do it.
Okay.